answered. We have one person on call that's managing reservations, and then you know we have 22 aircrafts total, so we're flying across the country, you know, all hours of the day. So someone's going to respond. Usually the calls we get is, you know, I want to verify my booking, or can you change my, you know, my time or something like that, and it's responded almost instantly. I recommend you, you know, call now or email our company now and try it.
Do you have any kind of standard as far as your pilots? I noticed on boutiques, they were much younger than I, and that bothered me some. But everybody's younger than me, I think.
So I think two things to that. One is we'll always operate with two pilots. Two is, in the King Air 350, it requires a type rating, and flying scheduled service with the King Air 350 requires an ATP. To have an ATP, you have to be at least 23 years old. And have at least 1,500 hours. And then all of our pilots are trained at Flight Safety International, which is a simulator-based training facility. And the safety standards that we have are audited every 24 months. We're one of about 13 companies in the country that meet these standards. So it's, you know, risk assessments from the beginning to the end of the flight, everything from what the pilot's feeling to what the weather's doing to how long they've been on duty.
What's your plans for car leasing?
So, like I mentioned before, we're an aviation company. We want to focus on that. We've been, I'd say, almost pestering Enterprise in Silver City, and we're close to getting them to come out to Silver City and move their location to the airport. We've also been in talks with them about Carlsbad and the same thing, and they've already expressed to me that they're bringing in more services to Carlsbad, bringing in trucking, rental, and so forth. But if that doesn't pan out in Silver City, and or if we were selected and given an opportunity in Carlsbad, we'll find a plan B, whether that be if we have to do it ourselves or we go after every other rental car company to find that one that will fill in. But, you know, if we're a one-off rental car company, you won't be able to do one-ways. It's hard to, you know, give, you know, a great product. So I think, you know, you'd be limited to just cars coming in and out. And honestly, we fly in and out of here. You know, like I said, this is our fourth trip, and we haven't had a problem getting a rental car from the FBO. It's complete opposite in Silver City.
Further questions from the council?
Could you say again how long you've been in Silver City?
We started there January 6th of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Got the 99% over a two-month period.
Two-month period there, yep. Yeah, but in general, we have scheduled service in California. So we service a company called Surf Air. We do all of their flying, which is, you know, six communities. It's on the outline there. But our on-time performance there is in the high 90s as well. And we've been doing that for over 5 years.
Further questions? Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Anyone else? Representatives for airlines. You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Kimberly Ackman. I am the team lead here for Boutique Air in Carlsbad as of a couple of weeks ago. So I have worked with the company for almost a year now. We definitely have been proud to serve the community of Carlsbad for 4 years now. We try our best to see the community needs and respond to that. That is why we recently implemented the boutique car. Being a lifetime resident of Carlsbad myself, I have seen the ups and downs and see the needs, and I'm very proud to be a part of a company that is immediately addressing those. Boutique cars, since we have started it, has been nothing but successful. So we anticipate purchasing more cars and keeping that going as we have operated for 4 years. We constantly have had, in the time that I've been there, passengers come in and not be able to have a means of transportation because Enterprise stays very booked up, understandably so, with the influx of population that we've had. So we saw that need and we met it. Now we also have King Airs in our fleet. Those aircraft had not been servicing this route, but now as we see the need of the amount of passengers going in and out, commuting a lot for work, we do have those that we are prepared to make available for this route, as that does accommodate one other passenger than our Pilatus PC-12, and it also